get a feed tariff, and they're going, well, where's your certificate to say it's all been signed off? And it's a pain now going back to them trying to get it all signed off so we can get a feeding tariff. And so it's been a complete nightmare. And, you know, it'd be the kind of thing, if we hadn't bothered starting, it would have been a lot better. But, you know, we did, and we've got there. So I think it's going to take us a bit longer to pay it back, but, you know, what's done's done, isn't it, all that lot. But anyway, the long and the short of it is that it's, you know, getting someone else back to do it is almost impossible. No one wants to do it. No one's interested in, you know, coming back and doing anything retrospectively, even though we were going to pay them to do it, because they're all too busy doing it. It's a first-time install, so you can't get anyone to do any service work on any of the solar stuff because they just haven't got any, you know, they just haven't got any capacity. They're all probably booked up for the next 6 months putting installs in. So there's certainly a lot going on. T7HMV.
Yeah, sir, VV. Mr. Ernie? Oh, yeah, yeah. Well, that's the thing, they'll take priority for the first installs, because, I mean, a lot of it's funded, isn't it? Under grant and stuff and whatever. And, you know, servicing is, you know, even though they should keep up with the sort of adhere to the sort of servicing rules and whatever, and the warranties and all that sort of thing. But a lot of companies, you know, they're not interested in any of the servicing side. It's pretty good niche to be in, I suppose, servicing solar installs, because there's some pretty big systems out there, you know, especially when you're sort of working with the DC and the inverters and stuff. I've done a few installs myself. I've commissioned a few installs. I don't do the panels. Let the donkeys do that. But I've done inverter installs and whatever, and commissioning. Not really a lot to it, to be fair. But I'm sort of looking at, I did have an opportunity, you know, to get into wind farms. But the trouble is, it was working away, and do I really want to start going back to working away again? Because I'd be away for quite a long time. I'd have been travelling as well to the Netherlands and stuff like that and whatever. And I thought to myself, I don't really want to start travelling, you know. But I did have my first opportunity with that. Stuff off the North Sea as well. I declined the invitation. I somewhat sort of regret that, you know. I should have actually give it a try, because I wouldn't have lost anything. It would have been sort of a free ticket, really, but, you know, at the end of the day, life will give you what it gives you at the end of the day. Anyway, Matt, on to other things. I've released the source code to that new YSF reflector dashboard. So if I know that you run Fusion for your thing. I put it in the group chat. So I don't know who manages all of that, whether it's yourself or Matt or Adam or whatever. But you can have a look at that source and spruce up your dashboard a bit. Because it's pretty old school, that dashboard now, for the YSF reflector. So you might want to sort of upgrade and make it a bit more mobile friendly.
Node 5 0.
That's geared
8,
towards
6,
the singular
4,
reflectors,
time
you know,
out.
The YSF reflector and PYSF reflector back to you.
Yeah, okay, no problem. G7HMV. Well, it's actually, who is it run by? Kind of from his call sign. An M1 down in Devon Way somewhere. He runs, I think, GB3 EQ or something. So he's written a fairly, he's written a quite swanky bespoke trash for it, actually. I know, I'm like, poor old Matt gets all these dumb ideas that I come back. And basically, so this chap Dom, I said, could he rewrite it? So it basically read back the YSX information. And on the dashboard, obviously it has the it has all the information of who's connected to the dashboard. But across the top, it tells you in real time what YSX reflectors are attached as well. So you can see all the YSF reflectors, but across the top of the dash, it gives you all the YSX reflectors as well. It's just some harebrained idea. He's a programmer. Harebrained idea I came up with, so he dived all over it and said, what, like this? Sent me a thing. So, across the top of the YSF reflector, it displays all the YSX reflectors, YSX repeaters that are connected. So just by looking at the one reflector, you can see what's connected. So, anyway, there we are. It's all interesting stuff. But yeah, no, cool. Good to see. Anyway, it works well. Obviously on the freestyle one. I'll get him to have a look. I don't know what he's done all sorts of stuff. But yeah, I mean, to be fair, Southern Fusion kind of ticks away, and I don't get very much. Don't hear very much from anyone. One dog's just eating another dog's food, so I suspect there's going to be a fight going on in a minute. But anyway, we'll see. But yeah, no, back to you, Chiefs of HMV.
Yeah, roger that, Matt. Yeah. Just have a look at it now, actually. Yeah, it's quite nice, that, yeah. Similar sort of theme, into it? I don't know what sort of CSS is used. But it looks good. Gives quite a bit of information. The thing is, I was intending to do a dashboard for the new PYSF Reflector 3, which is the de facto sort of thing is what everyone's using there. The thing is, for Freestyle, We don't need DGID and all that sort of stuff, because we're only one reflector. We're not hosting multiple IDs in a reflector. I mean, yeah, this is the argument of, I could put Chatterbox in there and 116 TGIF and so on and so forth, but they're quite happy running their own reflectors. So we don't really need to run YSF Reflector 3. We can get away with using PYSF reflector, which is just a singular reflector, basically for DGID 0, basically. So I thought, well, I'll just continue using that. I did fix a couple of bugs in the original code base for PYSF reflector the first one. And I've actually done a pull request to the main, the upstream repo for that. But I thought I'll just do the dashboard for that. I've already got a working dashboard. I can just use that and just spruce it up with a bit of Tailwind CSS. So it took me about 5-6 hours to do altogether, which ain't too bad for a dash. I thought, I'm just going to get this done tonight, now that I've started it. You know what I'm like. Once I've started something, I'll literally try and finish it the same blaming day. I shouldn't do that, really, because, going to bed at 2, 3 in the morning, it's not healthy about to you.
Yeah, roger. Well, we're all the same, aren't we? You start something, you think, well, I'll just do another half an hour on it, and that another half an hour turns into another hour and a half. And you look up and you think, God, it's 2:30, and about, I've just got this little bit to finish, and before you know it, you're done. And then you're up at 8, aren't you, for work, or 7, 3 hours sleep later or something. there wired for the next day, aren't you? Wondering, like, what am I doing? Why am I doing this? Why do I do this to myself? But, yeah, it's easy done. But, yeah, no, nice. It's nice to get things done. But as I say, you know, all the... get all the ducks in order, ready for the new app and stuff. It's funny. My dogs are so funny because remember one of them had cancer, so she's got half a jaw, so it takes her ages to eat, bless her. And whenever she comes to close out and does a run, she likes to eat, but she's always really vocal when she's eating. So. And then the other dog's going over, not liking it because he's eating out of his bowl, but he doesn't really want it anyway. Had earlier in the day, it's just all dumb. Anyway, she's busy eating. You can probably hear her in the background, but it's proper messy eating now, bless her. I can't really blame her with half a jewel. Anyway, there we are. I digress. Yeah, no, it's good. Anyway, yeah, as I say, for Southern England, though, I'd have to do hardly anything with it. So, I mean, as far as all the other networks go, I mean, I know obviously you've got all the other stuff. You know, which networks are actually yours or are there elsewhere? I mean, obviously you've got, and, you know, there's, what, 235 Alive and all those. Like, are they all other people's networks that you help or do or whatever? And, you know, Chatterbox, I think, is maybe yours, or is that someone else's as well? I'm not sure, not really sure. I can't keep track anymore. G7HMV.
Zero VUB. Well, I've told a short story of it recently. Chatterbox was... that was way before Freestar. Way before. 2018, when we did Chatterbox, when we first started that on TGIF. Chatterbox, basically, we used to chat a lot on Brandmeister, 2350. We were on there every night, without fail. A big group of us would go on there and we'd have a chat all night long, until the cars come in. But then we start getting people going, oh, you shouldn't be going on here, you know. This is a calling channel, and so on and so forth. And it just did our heads in. And luckily, TGIF was just starting out then. They were, you know, on the legacy, so it was the TGIF network, basically. So we started a talk group on there, 2350. And then obviously TGIF went over to TGIF Prime, and we were the first sort of group on there to sort of properly beta test TGIF Prime. And that sort of then, we were quite a large group, 2350 Chatterbox. Me and Alan and Tony and a couple of other lads, basically, you know, we were all in it together sort of thing. And then, obviously, when we did Freestar, I had the capabilities and the expertise to bridge it over to different modes. So that's where Chatterbox came out, really, and 2350 and so on and so forth. And now that's on all the different modes, P25, NXDN, Peanut, all that sort of thing. So I host all that, basically. And then there's 116TGIF, which is Alan G4XTZ's talk group, and I manage most of the multi-mode side of that. There's the 400 Club, which is our local club here in Nottingham, which I host, which is Ticket Pit. And then there's like other things, like I sort of help people that haven't got the sort of knowledge to bridge the thing that they're running into the different modes. So, you know, they've reached out to me basically saying, I need some help, you know. And I'm like, well, we've got the infrastructure there. It's not costing us any money to do it. So, yeah, I'll all I've got to do, Matt, is just literally just do a bit of config. and I can bridge stuff over for people onto different networks like TGIF and so on and so forth. And I can manage that for them. It's no issue at all. So there's like a couple of things that we do. There's a GRC, which is Grantham Repeater Group. There's the what else is there? There's a couple of other groups that we, the Northwest. I think we do Northwest as well.